the four great kings are apparently already present in the assembly. But so far, they've made no contribution to the proceedings. Now, at the beginning of chapter 6, they rise to their feet, they salute the Buddha, and they speak. And in the course of the whole chapter, they speak a number of times, as does the Buddha. As I pointed out in the first lecture, this is the longest chapter in the whole sutra. It occupies one-fifth of its total length. But at present, that is to say tonight, we're only concerned with the opening speech, as it were, of the four great kings. And in this opening speech, the four great kings make two statements and four promises or four vows. First, they extol the merits of the Sutra of Golden Light. Secondly, they declare that the Sutra of Golden Light nourishes them. Thirdly, they promise to rule by the Dharma, to exercise their sovereignty over the different classes of demigods in accordance with the Dharma. Fourthly, they promise to protect the whole of Jambudvipa. Fifthly, they promise to protect the monks who proclaim the Sutra, that is to say the Sutra of Golden Light. And sixthly and lastly, they promise to protect the kings who patronize the monks who proclaim the sutra. Now, we're not really concerned with the first of the two statements, that is to say, the statement concerning the merits of the sutra. Though I should perhaps make one point. The sutra is extolled by the four great kings on various grounds, and these grounds are mainly of two kinds, spiritual and worldly. For instance, the sutra is extolled because it has been taken care of by multitudes of bodhisattvas and bestows supreme blessings on all beings, but also because it repels foreign armies and removes hunger and illness. In other words, the sutra is extolled by the four great kings in effect because it transforms life, transforms self, and transforms the world.